And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of May 2nd. Sad news in through the Treasure Island Oldies newsroom. Johnny Crawford, best known for his role on the TV show The Rifleman, has died on the 29th of April at age 75 from a combination of illnesses, Alzheimer's, COVID-19, and pneumonia. Johnny Crawford began his acting career as a musketeer, one of the original dozen musketeers on the Mickey Mouse Show, but became really well known as Mark McCain, the son of Lucas McCain, played by Chuck Connors on the TV series The Rifleman, which aired from 1958 to 1963. Johnny Crawford, dead at age 75. In other news, this week in 1997, Treasure Island Oldies had its debut on the internet worldwide, this week celebrating 24 years. In 1960, Benny King left the Drifters, signed a solo contract with Atco Records, and had several big hit songs. Dick Clark testified before a congressional committee investigating payola this week in 1960, and he was cleared. The Who debuted the rock opera Tommy for the Press at Ronnie's Jazz Club in London, England, this week in 1969. Also in 69, Elvis's film career ended along with his filming of his last movie this week, Change of Habit. In 67, the Walker Brothers disbanded. Customs officials arrested Jimi Hendrix after finding heroin in his bag in 1969. He was later acquitted in court. The Beach Boys opened a tour with the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi in 1968. Jerry and the Pacemakers made their television debut in the United States on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1964. Also in 64, the Moody Blues formed, and their very first hit single, Go Now, was sung by Denny Lane, who left the group after that record and later joined Wings. Model Twiggy recommended Mary Hopkin to Paul McCartney, who eventually produced her first record and signed her to Apple Records this week in 1968. The very first Grammy Awards were given out this week in 1959. Volare was the record of the year. Alan Freed's Rock and Roll Reviewed TV show premiered this week in 1957. The stars were the Del Vikings, the Clovers, Guy Mitchell, Sal Mineo, and Screamin' Jay Hawkins. And speaking of television shows, Bobby Rydell took American Bandstand viewers on a tour of his Philadelphia home this week in 1960. The Buffalo Springfield disbanded after one last concert this week in Los Angeles in 1968. Cleveland was named as the site for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum this week in 1986. Keith Richards began writing Satisfaction in a Clearwater Hotel, Florida, hotel room in 1965. Reginald Dwight changed his name to Elton John this week in 1968. In 1972, Billy Preston became the first rock star to headline New York City's Radio City Music Hall. The Beatles' Let It Be album was released in England this week in 1970. Paul Simon began his first post-Simon & Garfunkel solo tour. It began in Boston in 1973. Diana Ross received a solo star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1982. This week, Jackmo, owned by A&M Records founder Jerry Moss, won the Kentucky Derby at 50-1 odds in 2005. And in 2009, Canadian horse Mind That Bird won also with 50-1 odds. Ricky Nelson was inducted posthumously into the Hollywood Rock Walk in 1995. And in 1965, Bob Dylan filmed one of the earliest music videos, the famous flashcard clip for Subterranean Homesick Blues, this week in 1965. In the studio, Ray Peterson recorded Tell Laura I Love Her in 60. The Beatles cut Something in 1969. Eric Clapton recorded Wonderful Tonight in 77. Kathy Jean Giordano joined the rest of the group and began recording her portion of Please Love Me Forever in 1960. In 67, the Hollies recorded Carrie Ann. Gene Vincent recorded Bebopalula in 56. Chris Montez cut Let's Dance in 62. Chuck Berry recorded Rock and Roll Music in 57. James Brown recorded I Got You, I Feel Good in 65. In 1963, Major Lance recorded The Monkey Time. in the Jarmels cut A Little Bit of Soap, and Chuck Berry recorded Carol, and he borrowed the name from Clyde McFadder's girlfriend's daughter this week in 1958. Lots of birthdays for you. Leslie Gore, born in 46. Link Gray in 36. Engelbert Humperdinck is 85. Frankie Valli, 85 as well. James Brown, born in 33. Mary Hopkin is 71. Pete Seeger, born in 1919. Dave Dudley, born in 28. Dick Dale, born in 1907, I think it was. 1907, if I'm not mistaken. I've got that date a little unclear here. Nonetheless, Tyrone Davis, born in 38. Peggy Santigli of the Angels is 77. Johnny Taylor, born in 37. Ace Cannon, born in 34. Michael Murphy is 77. Kai Winding, born in 22. Bob Seger is 76. Mary McGregor is 73. Johnny Maestro from The Crests and later Brooklyn Bridge, born in 1939. Jim Lowe, DJ and singer of the song Green Door, born in 1923. Keith, whose real name is James Barry Kiefer, is 72 this week. Teresa Brewer, born in 31. Jimmy Ruffin, born in 1936. Ricky Nelson was born in 40. John Fred in 41. Tony Tennille from The Captain and Tennille is 81. Gary Glitter, 77. Nick Fortuna from The Buckingham, 75. Bill Danoff from the Starland Vocal Band is also having a birthday. He's 75. And Dorsey Burnett's son, Billy, who was a one-time member of Fleetwood Mac, born this week in 1932. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of May 2nd. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.